We were sitting next to a millionaire.
That scene from Forrest Gump was exactly what my sister and I said after having dinner last week in Italy. Rome, to be specific. Did I tell you I was in Italy last week, Tim?
Oh, here we go, producer Jess. Did you know that John was in Italy?
We were in Rome, we were at one of the typical restaurants where it was like 15 tables.
Sure.
Okay. If you sit next to somebody, you're basically having dinner with that person.
Yeah.
My sister and I were at one of those tables, and next to us was this gentleman eating by himself, having a full meal. Very unassuming. We gave him a polite nod and a smile, and we carried on with our dinner. Didn't really converse. Every once in a while, I could see him listening to us through my peripheral, maybe cracking a smile here and there. But, you know, just ate his dinner. We ate our dinner, enjoying.
He was clearly aware of the conversation you were having with your sister.
As we were about to wrap up our food, we were getting our Mandarin orange sorbet.
Okay.
Oh, God. He asks where we're from.
Mm-hmm.
We tell him where we're from. We ask him the same question. He says he's from Mexico.
Okay.
His name is Pepe.
All right.
I say, well, Pepe, you know, I live close to Mexico. Where in Mexico are you? Pepe looks at me and says, I have no home. And I got to be honest with you. First instinct for me was, like, oh, boy, here we go.
Oh, no. Oh, you thought it was going to be a whole story? Maybe he was like going to say, could you pay for my
meal? I'm so hungry. I didn't know.
For sure.
So I mean, what do you mean you have no home? Well, he goes on to say, I made a very conscious decision as a young man. I was not going to be tied down. I was not going to live by rules of normal society.
Okay.
And when I met my wife, I told her the same thing. And I'm thinking, okay, well, that's a real romantic notion.
Yeah.
You know, just go wherever you want to go.
Sure.
Who does that? How do you do that?
Mm-hmm.
Turns out this unassuming guy we're sitting next to, made a lot of good investments on land and now is loaded.
We were sitting next to a millionaire.
And gotcha. He and his wife travel and live wherever they want.
Oh, nice.
Here is, and I swear you're going to think I'm making this up, but I'm not. He was legit leaving Rome the next day.
Mm-hmm.
I asked what his plans were. He said, well, we're going to go to the airport and buy two tickets to Africa.
Okay.
I said, wait a second. You're legit telling me you've got no plans to go to Africa at all. You're going to the airport tomorrow. You're going to the ticket stand. You're saying two tickets to Africa, please.
Yeah.
Kind of like tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah.
He's like, yep, that's exactly what I'm doing.
Okay. Wow. Wow. What a life.
What a life, man.
Yeah.
And my sister and I, we're looking at each other like, this guy's loaded.
Mm-hmm.
We're so going to get our dinner paid for.
Oh, my God. Oh
no,
my God.
I'm just joking, kind of.
Let's all just take a second and think about that. Okay. I don't know how to decide. Let's just throw a dart on a map. Oh,
that's what they do, Tammy.
That's amazing.
You have to have a ton of money to do it. Let's be honest.
But, you know, John, I don't know if it takes as much money as you're thinking in your head, because think about it. They don't have a mortgage. They aren't paying property taxes. They don't have a car payment. They're not paying insurance. Yes, you need money. It might not be quite as much as you think, but man, the freedom there is so crazy.
You know what, though, Tam? It was more than that. And I wish I can delve deeper into why this man made such an impact on me. I don't know where he said something to me that was not at all what we were talking about, but he just looked at me and said something. I'm going to say what he said.
Okay.
And not why it affected me, because it's very personal.
Yeah.
He said, after all, John, you can either make a choice. You can read the same old book, or you can end the chapter. Now, again, I don't want to say why that impacted me the way it did, but it hit me right between the eyes.
Yeah.
And my sister looked at me.
Yeah.
And was like, he's talking to you with her eyes.
Yeah. Like, it was meant, you were meant to hear that.
And he changed me. Again, I wish I could.
It's okay. It's all right. You don't have to.
But
listen, we see it at work. We can totally tell.
Are you serious?
You're a very different person. A very different person. And in a very good way.
That really means a lot to me that you're saying that.
Yeah.
Because I feel good.
Mm-hmm.
I was asked if I was depressed about this trip being over. And I said, you know what? The John 2 weeks ago thought I would be depressed, but it's the opposite.
Yeah.
I am so thankful and happy to have done it. I'll be paying it off forever, but
cares?
I still did it.
You can always
and
make
my
more
mom,
money.
I mean, I feel nothing but happiness and gratefulness, not depression.
That's fabulous, John.
And Pepe, you know what you said. You don't know what it meant, but it meant a lot. And I don't know who you are. Maybe you don't even exist. Maybe I don't know who sent you, man.
Yeah.
But it became a lot more than,
we were sitting next to a millionaire!
After that conversation was over. All right, John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON. There are some of you right now that are thinking, what am I listening to? But there are others of a certain demographic that all of a sudden are sweating a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And maybe the windows of your car are fogging up because of the steam coming out of you.
Mm-hmm.
Recognizing that that's the theme from Bridgerton, that super, I guess, steamy show on Netflix that the ladies love, and they just dropped new episodes, what, 3 a.m.?
Yeah, overnight. 3 a.m. midnight. I wasn't up.
Easy.
I was going to say, is this is why you were late this morning, isn't it?
No.
Bridgerton
was not the reason why I was late. I accidentally hit stop instead of snooze on my alarm and had gone back to bed, so I did one of those.
Or were you doing stop?
Yeah, stop, don't stop, right. I'm not buying this. Hang on for 1 second, producer Jessica. I'm not buying this for a second, by the way.
Me either.
Of anybody on this show that's not going to hit snooze, that's going to hit stop. Okay, I'm going to do that. Okay. You're going to do it second, Tammy. Maybe. This one never does that. I think your scenario is a lot more accurate. Stop, don't stop. I should go. I can't. I'm going to be late. I don't care.
It is the reason I was later. Because okay. I did start watching it while I got ready this morning. So it might have taken me an extra 10, 15 minutes to get my makeup done. But look, it's not
You mean redone?
Yeah. It's not my fault, though. It's not my fault that Shonda Rhimes decided to put the best scene of this season in this first episode that was released.
And when you say best scene, you mean the scene that all you ladies love watching the show for, right?
The scenes in this first episode. Yeah. Yeah, so I was stunned.
See,
it was fantastic.
Usually when somebody's late, they're coming in, they're like, I'm sorry. Producer Jessica's just kind of floating in.
Yeah, in fact, she's never appeared more calm.
Yeah.
She walks in, she's like, hey, what's going on, guys? Like, you know, you're almost like an hour late. I know, isn't it great? What? So is it worth it? I mean, are you highly recommending? How far have you gotten into the whatever?
Only like the first 20, 30 minutes in this first episode, but that's all she needed.
All right. Is there any reason guys would be interested in this? Because I think we like watching scenes like that once in a while, too.
Oh, this. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, this one from that I just watched. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Oh,
well, if Jessica's an hour late, I'll be like a week.
I know.
Did John take vacation again? I don't know. 833-287-1037. Let's get you on to take on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge and get you to the San Diego County Fair. And Old Dominion is playing tonight, as a matter of fact. You can go. Just take on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. 833-287-1037. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. Man, oh man, 2 days in a row, another epic Padres finish, and I was at the ball game yesterday.
Hang on, John. I know you want to do a Padres minute, but I really need to discuss something with you. I have a serious question for John. He just said to me, I texted my daughter, Abby, and her boyfriend, Zach. They're on a romantic getaway to Palm Springs. Full stop here. You texted your daughter while she's away on a romantic getaway with her boyfriend.
That's not exactly accurate. Abby,
did you text her?
Yes.
Are they on a romantic getaway together?
Yes. But
Way to block, Dad.
I'm not blocking anything. You omitted an important fact, Tammy. Conveniently, I am part of a little group chat with Abby, my daughter, and her boyfriend, Zach.
Yes.
And it's usually about like when we meet up or, you know, just a group chat. But we also converse about the Padres.
Yeah.
There were some concerns in the Padres game. Our great Jurickson Profar may have really hurt his knee. We were talking about that. And I think they wanted to hear about that. And they did. We had a nice conversation.
Now, wait. Did they reach out to you or did you reach out to them?
Profar hurt, possibly bad. That was from Dad.
Okay.
Abby, what is it? Okay, she's very short with her answers.
Yes,
now
I wonder why. She's on a romantic getaway with her boyfriend. She doesn't want to have a conversation with Dad.
Especially about an injured player, right? Okay, so I changed the subject in that case. I said, on a totally unrelated note, my bedroom has a new ceiling fan. It's awesome. Good night.
Oh
love
my
you.
God.
Good
John.
Night. Love you guys. Have fun. I wrapped it up.
Yeah.
I wrapped
you know
it up.
What?
And then she said,
"You ruined their night."
Oh, don't say that.
John. John. Seriously? Can you imagine? You're away for a romantic night with someone.
No, I
and
can't
all of a
right
sudden
now.
Just imagine it. Your daughter knows that you're away for this romantic night. Then out of the blue, She texts you about the Padres and then texts about a home improvement project she did?
You know what?
Does that put a damper on your romance?
This close to Father's Day, Tammy? No, it does not.
Oh,
I would be
God.
Thankful for my... I am always thankful for my
Lies.
Daughters.
Lies.
And honestly, that scenario that you painted is so far-fetched for me being in a romantic getaway with somebody right now that I can't even fathom.
I can't believe you ruined their romantic night.
I didn't ruin anything!
Really? They had to add the fan in there?
Well, my ceiling fan in my room was very loud and clunky.
My God. Oh my God.
I was always worried it was going to fall off the
Abby.
Ceiling and fall on me in bed. And it was always one
Poor
of those one of those jokes in my life. Oh, just, you know what? You mind your own P's and Q's over there.
Abby and Zach, what do you want to do now? I don't know. Maybe we'll go out and get something to eat.
I did think that maybe you could wait, you know, till the getaway's done and they're back here.
That's
but
right.
I just thought she'd want to know about that fan, Tam.
Oh, my God.
Okay, well, as I tried to mention earlier, epic day at the ballpark yesterday, second day in a row. Remember that whole conversation?
I do.
Padres Minute at 7:50. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. We got five pop culture questions in there. Gotta answer more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
I have a special feeling in my heart for Maddie from Lakeside, since that is my niece slash goddaughter's name. Good morning, Maddie.
Good morning, John.
Would you please do me a favor, Maddie in Lakeside, and kick Tammy out of the studio?
Tammy, I'll see you later, okay?
All right, good luck.
Maddie, I've got five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tam. You get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street in Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gate store.com. Also want to remind you, Maddie, that all ties go to Tammy, okay?
All right, sounds good.
Simpsons superfan Daniel Radcliffe says the show helped him form his sense of humor. Daniel Radcliffe will probably always be known best for playing this wizard.
Oh, gosh, I have no idea.
The wizard, the boy wizard, the boy who lived. Lightning bolt on his forehead.
I have no idea.
Okay. Terry Clark says Blake Shelton ditched his mullet in the mid-2000s after some fans saw him from behind and thought he was her. Who's older, Blake Shelton or Terry Clark?
Terry Clark.
The sports world was rocked when it was reported that Joey Chestnut will not be able to participate in the 2024 famous 4th of July hot dog eating contest. What hot dog company sponsors that hot dog eating contest?
Oh, gosh. Oscar Mayer?
Rob Lowe wants Zac Efron to play him in a biopic. Zach recently played real-life wrestler Kevin Von Erich in this heartbreaking 2023 movie about the famous Von Erich wrestling family. Name it.
The Erich family? I don't know.
And finally, Amy Poehler says being in the Inside Out movies has changed her a lot. Inside Out follows the inner workings of the mind of Riley, a young girl who adapts to her family's relocation as five personified emotions administer her thoughts and actions. Which specific emotion does Amy Poehler play?
Isn't it sadness?
Let's get Tam back in. So, Maddie, what's happening with you today?
I'm on my way to work. I am a fire sprinkler inspector and installer.
All right. You got a very important job.
Yes.
Maddie, Tammy is way too busy inspecting and installing fire sprinklers.
Yes, that's important.
And only got 1 out of 5.
Okay.
But she's got bigger fish to fry, as they say in the sprinkler business. No, they don't. Just go with it. Tammy, Simpsons superfan Daniel Radcliffe, who knew, says the show helped him form his sense of humor. Daniel Radcliffe will probably always be known best for playing this wizard.
Harry Potter.
Maddie, I gave her every clue in the world.
Aww.
But despite the fact that Harry Potter is maybe the most popular wizard in the history of wizardry, didn't get the answer right. 1-0, Tammy. Terry Clark says Blake Shelton ditched his mullet in the mid-2000s after some fans saw him from behind and thought he was her. Who's older, Blake Shelton or Terry Clark?
I believe Terry is.
Terry is. I think she's in town. She'll be at VA House tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Terry Clark's 55. Blake is 47. It's 2-1. Maddie knew that. The sports world was rocked. Okay. When it was reported that Joey Chestnut will not be able to participate in the 2024 famous 4th of July hot dog eating contest. This story is fascinating, by the way.
Well, you know what? We'll get into that more at 7:35 this
morning. There you have it. What hot dog company sponsors the hot dog eating contest?
Nathan's.
Nathan's. Best hot dog ever? Nathan's? Hebrew National?
I don't know if I've ever had a Nathan's hot dog. I usually do the Hebrew National.
Well, I advise you to give it a shot. It's a delicious processed meat product. It's now 3-1 because Maddie went with Oscar Mayer. Rob Lowe wants Zac Efron to play him in a biopic. Zac recently played real-life wrestler Kevin Von Erich in this heartbreaking 2023 movie about the famous Von Erich wrestling family. Name it.
You know, I just recorded that to watch. Is it the Iron Claw?
It is the Iron Claw.
I haven't seen it yet.
Now,
but
listen,
I
highly recommend it because, first of all, Zac Efron does, I think, a career-making performance. The fact he wasn't nominated, I don't even know what happened. It is possibly the most depressing movie I've ever seen.
Oh,
I'm telling you. It's a great movie.
Yeah.
But you will not be smiling at the end of it.
Okay.
And I was actually, maybe it was the state of mind I was in, I was a little mad afterwards. Like, God. I want to be happy when I leave a movie.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, it's now 4-1. Amy Poehler says being in the Inside Out movies has changed her a lot. Inside Out follows the inner workings of the mind of Riley, a young girl who adapts to her family's relocation as 5 personified emotions administer her thoughts and actions. Which specific emotion does Amy Poehler play?
Blue hair. Joy.
She's Joy. Maddie went the exact opposite and sadness. So today, a clean sweep. You see, Maddie, it doesn't matter if you got 1 right. Tammy got 5. You can't do anything when she goes for a clean sweep. You're not going to get any of her money, but we're going to hook you up with a great prize.
Maddie, you now have a family 4-pack of tickets to the San Diego County Fair going on now through July 7th.
Yay, thank you.
Enjoy that, Maddie. Have a wonderful time at the fair. Before you leave, however, we do have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Maddie in Lakeland, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Chestnut.
Wow, Joey Chestnut.
Kobayashi.
Kobayashi puts it in.
Get ready for dog snoggin, wiener stuff, and bun golf in action.
An obviously fake promo, but a real situation. All of a sudden, he's all over the news. Joey Chestnut will be facing former competitive eating legend Kobayashi in a hot dog eating contest on Labor Day weekend. It's going to be on Netflix if you want to be either entertained or repulsed wherever you stand. That's not the big Joey Chestnut story. We're sure you've heard by now. Multiple Nathan's hot dog eating contest winner on the 4th of July, Joey Chestnut, has been banned from that contest for making the curious decision to endorse impossible plant-based food, including, obviously, hot dogs, which is apparently, according to Nathan's, a big no-no since they sponsor the hot dog contest.
That makes total sense. I totally understand it. Dude, you're paid to come and represent for Nathan's beef hot dog eating contest. You know, it totally makes sense. This is just a wild story.
This story is fascinating to me because I am a person that can't stand watching competitive eating. It literally repulses me. Tam and I were hosting a lobster eating contest years ago, and they had buckets next to the contestants, and you know what those buckets are for. They're not to put the shells in. I needed to use a bucket just watching these people. Okay, that said, many of you dig it. Many of you do it. We got a big competitive eating, a major league eating following here in Southern California. Yes, it's a thing. Major League Eating is an organization.
Okay.
And Joey Chestnut is the face of Major League Eating, and this is the biggest Major League Eating contest. Oh, don't get me wrong, though. Any type of food you can imagine, there's a contest to see how much you can scarf down. I'm not joking. He holds like 55 world records, and not just hot dogs. It's like wontons. It's like strawberry shortcake. Sure. It's chicken wings. It's disgusting.
John, do you think, though, maybe that you're tainted on it because you did do a competitive pie eating contest when you were a kid and you lost to your sister?
My younger sister.
Do you think maybe that's part of your distaste?
I'll never forget that. It was the 4th of July picnic in my neighborhood, and I'm like, bring it. I was like, you couldn't use your hands. You're just face first into the pie dish.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, they slap a red ribbon next to me. And I'm like, yeah, I got a ribbon. And then my baby sister, Wendy, sweet Wendy, blueberries all over her face, looks at me and says, what does a blue ribbon mean, John?
Oh, she didn't even realize she won?
No. I'm like, oh. It means you beat me. Maybe it is. Maybe that's what it stems from, Tammy. I never thought about that. Let's get back to the story, though. Joey Chestnut had a sweet deal with Nathan's. They paid him a lot of money to be in that contest. Hundreds of thousands of dollars every time he's there. The only thing we can think of is that Impossible is literally backing up a money truck and dumping it in his front yard.
It has to be.
You know what's interesting? He had a deal. So last year, because I was fascinated by the money too, John.
Yeah.
Last year, he was paid $200,000 to be in it.
Okay.
And now he was supposed to have, starting this year, a new 4-year contract for $1.2 million. That's bigger than the contract Caitlin Clark got to go to the WNBA.
Oh, wow. That's sad.
I know.
That's really sad. We're not going to besmirch anybody a chance to make some money. Joey Chestnut could do whatever the heck he wants to do. I'm flabbergasted that he's surprised and saddened, quote, that Nathan's dumped him. It's like, dude, what are you talking about? It's like if Michael Jordan said, hey, Nike, if you don't mind, I'm going to wear Adidas the next couple of years.
Yeah. Or just, you know, when I'm at home. You know what I mean? I equate it to that. Like, no, I endorse Nike, but when I'm home, I wear Adidas.
Come on, man.
I know.
However, we need to stop with the overblowing. This is an actual headline I'm reading right now. For the sake of America, Joey Chestnut and Nathan's hot dogs must come to a peace agreement. That's a headline. I'm hoping it's tongue-in-cheek.
I'm sure it is.
There is also a quote from Major League Eating.
Or dog and mouth.
The representative from Major League Eating. Good one. The representative from Major League Eating is quoted, and I'm not joking on this one, calling Joey Chestnut, wait for it, most military city in America, an American hero.
Oh, boy.
Let's pump the brakes
no
on
kidding,
that.
No kidding.
Please.
Speaking of hot dogs.
Speaking of hot dogs, I did not have a hot dog at the Padres game. I had Baja shrimp tacos, and they were marvelous. Don't you do that to me. I'm a San Diegan.
I know,
and San Diegans eating tacos is American. It's hot dog and apple pie.
Okay, I get that.
Anyway, big day at the ballpark. Second straight day. The Padres do it in fine style with a walk-off tater in the ninth, and that's in the Padres minute. That's next. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
4-4 in the bottom of the ninth inning. Swings at the first pitch, sends it in the air. Deep down the right field line, towards the porch. Gonna go! Jackson Merrill, his first career walk-off home run. Hits second base with a stutter step. On his way to third as his teammates pour out of the dugout. They're going to wait for him at home plate. Padres win it in back-to-back days in walk-off fashion. Hopping up and down around the dish with Jackson Merrill. And the Padres beat the A's 5-4 to finish this homestand 5-2.
Nice! And I can't believe I'm saying this. My record at Petco now, 8-1.
Woohoo! So I was going to the gym yesterday, listening to the game, right to when the Padres are coming up to bat in the ninth, and I got to go in, or I'm going to miss my class. And I was like, oh, I don't know. I was a little frustrated by that, but it was nice to come back out then, and here they win. But I would have loved to have heard that live.
Tammy, I almost missed it because I really had to use the bathroom. I ran up quickly. Thankfully, my seats are right across the men's room.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, if I wait till the end of the game, it's going to be a madhouse. I'll go in the middle of the ninth, zoom up, zoom back. I zoomed up, and I swear, the second I got to my row, Jackson Merrill goes bomb.
Nice.
I'm like, yeah, I didn't miss it. It was amazing. And when Jesse Agler, who you just heard from our sister station, 97.3, the fan, said that they were all bouncing around home plate, we all felt like we were bouncing around home plate.
I bet.
Hugging strangers, high-fiving kids. My buddy Tom and I, it was just, I love this team this year, Tammy. And Jackson Merrill, I'm going to go ahead and say, Jackson, if you're listening on the Odyssey app, it's free to download. A-U-D-A-C-Y. We spell it because it's a made-up word. Jackson, I'm sorry when you started off as a Padre this year, I said he's not ready to play center field in the major leagues yet. This shows how thin this team really is. I said that, and I said he should still be in the minors. The fact that he's our starter indicates that we might need to get some more outfielder. I am an idiot. Jackson Merrill has been great. He made Major League Baseball history yesterday, Tammy. He now is the youngest player ever to hit a walk-off shot in a multi-home run game. That means he hit two home runs. One of them was a walk-off. He's the youngest kid to ever do. He's 21 years old.
Wow, that's incredible.
Just a great day at the ballpark with my boy Tom. I got to eat some Baja shrimp tacos. Mm-hmm. I didn't spill anything on my white shorts, which is always a bonus.
It is a bonus.
Always a bonus.
A bonus for you at 8:05. An opportunity to win tickets to Stagecoach 2025 before they even go on sale tomorrow. If you can identify a former Stagecoach artist. It's coming up, John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Stagecoach tickets go on sale tomorrow, but we got an even better chance for you right now to win them if you can identify this past Stagecoach performer.
I know what the impact I have on people. I love hearing stories, and I'm so much a part of that kind of a story that it kind of inspires me and encourages me.
833-287-1037. If you're a caller 10 and you know who that former Stagecoach artist is, you'll win a pair of tickets to Stagecoach 2025 before they go on sale tomorrow at 11 a.m.
I was giving Tammy some grief. So the past couple of days, I thought the Stagecoach artists that we were presenting were very easy to identify.
Sure.
Do you think this artist as easy?
I think so.
I know what the impact I have on people. I love hearing stories, and I'm so much a part of that kind of story that it kind of inspires me and encourages me.
Caller 10, you're up. 833-287-1037. Identify who that artist is. You're going to Stagecoach 2025. Tickets go on sale tomorrow. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
On the road again. John and Tammy on the road again.
Liz is in Tierra Santa. Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
Very important question to ask you, Liz.
Can you identify this Stagecoach artist?
I know what the impact I have on people. I love hearing stories, and I'm so much a part of that kind of story that it kind of inspires me and encourages me.
Liz?
That's Jelly Roll.
Hey, Jelly Roll!
Liz, you just won a pair of Stagecoach 2025 tickets. How about that?
That is awesome. I can't believe it.
Now, we don't know who's playing yet, but Stagecoach has some big shoes to fill after what we all saw last year.
No kidding.
You know they're working hard on it. Tickets do go on sale to the, as they say, GP tomorrow. But you've... No one says that.
No, it's
no one's
that.
Ever said that,
They go
Liz.
On sale, by the way, tomorrow at 11 a.m.
No one's ever said that. Anyway, Liz, you've got your tickets. No worries. No worries about buying them. People really do win with John and Tammy on San Diego's Morning Show, KSON.
It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. You got pop culture questions in there. You got to answer more than Tammy can.
We go to Jan in Lakeside. Hi, Jan.
Good morning, John.
Jan, do me a favor. Kick Tammy out of our studio, please.
Hey, Tammy, gotta go.
All right, Jan, good luck.
All right, Jan, five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy. You'll get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store right down the road from you, I bet. Main Street in Lakeside for custom gates and garage doors at garagedoorandgatestore.com. A reminder to you, Jan, that all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
Got it.
Kevin Spacey's broke. The actor appeared on Piers Morgan's YouTube show and got emotional when he revealed that he's, quote, many millions of dollars in debt because of legal fees. True or false? Kevin Spacey has won two Oscars.
False.
Christian McCaffrey from the San Francisco 49ers is on the cover of this year's version of a video football game that is one of the most popular video games in the entire world. What's it called?
Madden?
Dave Franco turned 39 yesterday. Dave co-starred in Neighbors and the 21 Jump Street reboot with Jonah Hill and Channing Tatum. He also has an older brother who is an Oscar nominee. Who is David Franco's brother?
James Franco.
Pixar is not interested in doing live-action remakes of their movies because it, quote, wouldn't be original or unique. What is the highest-grossing Pixar movie? Incredibles 2, Finding Dory, or Toy Story 4?
Finding Dory.
And finally, Simpsons superfan Daniel Radcliffe says the show helped him form his sense of humor. He also prefers cartoons and reality TV to heavy dramas like Breaking Bad and The Sopranos. Who is the star of Breaking Bad, the actor that played Walter White?
Oh my gosh, I can see his face. He was in Succession. I can't think of his name. I'll have to pass.
I didn't know he's in Succession. Are you sure about that?
I think so.
Right. Let's get Tam back in. Jen, what's on your agenda today?
Just working.
Nah, not a big fan of that. Give me something better.
Wow.
I'll try to do something fun for lunch.
Okay, thank you. There's got to be something sexier in there, you know. All right. Jan did 2 out of 5 today, Tim.
Okay, all right.
Timmy, Kevin Spacey is broke. The actor appeared on Piers Morgan's YouTube show and got emotional when he revealed that he's, quote, many millions of dollars in debt because of legal fees. I would have thought he got emotional because he's on Piers Morgan's YouTube show. True or false? Kevin Spacey has won 2 Oscars.
I believe that's true.
That is true. American Beauty and Usual Suspects. I don't know what the deal is with him, man. Do we believe him or we don't believe him? I don't know. Anyway, it's 1-0. Tammy, Jen said false. Christian McCaffrey from the San Francisco 49ers is on the cover of this year's version of a video football game that is one of the most popular video games in the world. What's it called?
It's got to be Madden.
It is Madden. That game is so big that who's on the cover every year is big news. Like they reveal it on SportsCenter. And I'm not joking. 2-1, Tammy. Dave Franco turned 39 yesterday. Dave co-starred in Neighbors and the 21 Jump Street reboot with Jonah Hill and Channing Tatum. He also has an older brother who's an Oscar nominee. Who is he?
James Franco.
James Franco. Jan knew that. 3-2 Tammy. Tammy, Pixar is not interested in doing a live-action remakes of their movies because they say, quote, it wouldn't be original or unique. Jessica, is that a shot at Disney?
I mean...
But doesn't Disney own Pixar?
I mean, technically, yeah.
That sounds like shots fired from Pixar.
There's a lot of history there we could go into, but we don't have enough time. It's interesting, though.
Timmy, what is the highest grossing Pixar movie? Incredibles 2, Finding Dory, or Toy Story 4?
Well, I'm stuck between Dory and Story. I'm going to go with Toy Story.
Nor is it Dory. It's actually in that order.
Wow.
Incredibles 2, Finding Dory, Toy Story 4. I was shocked by that as well. Great movies, all of them. Mm-hmm. It's now still 3-2, Tammy. And finally, Tammy, Simpsons superfan Daniel Radcliffe says the show helped him form his sense of humor. He also prefers cartoons and reality TV to heavy dramas like Breaking Bad or The Sopranos. Speaking of Breaking Bad, the actor that played Walter White, who is he?
Bryan Cranston.
Jen, I don't think he was in Succession, the more I think about it.
No, you're right. Now that I think about it, I was thinking of somebody else.
Okay. So anyway, Jen today, Tammy beats you by a score of 4-2. You're not going to get any of her money, but we have a great prize for you.
A family four-pack of tickets to the San Diego County Fair. It's going on now through July 7th.
Yay, fair food!
That's exactly the thing I was thinking right now. What am I going to eat when I go to the fair? Am I going to do a Pink's hot dog? Am I going to do the Australian potatoes? Maybe both. Why not? Jan, unfortunately, before you leave, I have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Jan in Lakeside, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Is it a red flag when your relatively newish boyfriend offers to pay for your boob job? And you didn't ask for it, and you didn't even know you wanted it?
That's a little disturbing, but that's exactly what happened to Cora. Cora's in Oceanside. Cora, go ahead and share your story, honey.
So we've been together for a few months, and I really can't even remember how we got into the conversation, but we were, you know, just talking about plastic surgery in general the other day, and it was just...
4-4 in the bottom of the ninth inning. Swings at the first pitch, sends it in the air, deep down the right field line, towards the porch, gonna go! Jackson Merrill, his first career walk-off home run. Hits second base with a stutter step. On his way to third as his teammates pour out of the dugout. They're going to wait for him at home plate. Padres win it in back-to-back days in walk-off fashion. Hopping up and down around the dish with Jackson Merrill. And the Padres beat the A's 5-4 to finish this homestand 5-2.
Nice. And I can't believe I'm saying this. My record at Petco now, 8-1.
Woohoo! So I was going to the gym yesterday, listening to the game, right to when the Padres are coming up to bat in the ninth, and I got to go in or I'm going to miss my class. And I was like, oh, I don't know. I was a little frustrated by that, but it was nice to come back out then, and here they win. But I would have loved to have heard that live.
Tammy, I almost missed it because I really had to use the bathroom. I ran up quickly. Thankfully, my seats are right across the men's room.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, if I wait till the end of the game, it's going to be a madhouse. Yeah. I'll go in the middle of the ninth, zoom up, zoom back. I zoomed up, and I swear, the second I got to my row, Jackson Merrill goes bomb. Nice. I'm like, yeah, I didn't miss it. It was amazing. And when Jesse Agler, who you just heard from our sister station, 97.3, the fan, said that they were all bouncing around home plate, we all felt like we were bouncing around home plate.
I bet.
Hugging strangers, high-fiving kids. My buddy Tom and I, it was just, I love this team this year, Tammy. And Jackson Merrill, I'm going to go ahead and say, Jackson, if you're listening on the Odyssey app, it's free to download. A-U-D-A-C-Y. We spell it because it's a made-up word. Jackson, I'm sorry when you started off as a Padre this year, I said he's not ready to play center field in the major leagues yet. This shows how thin this team really is. I said that, and I thought, I said he should still be in the minors. The fact he's our starter indicates that we might need to get some more outfielder. I am an idiot. Jackson Merrill has been great. He made Major League Baseball history yesterday, Tammy. He now is the youngest player ever to hit a walk-off shot in a multi-home run game. That means he hit two home runs. One of them was a walk-off. He's the youngest kid to ever do. He's 21 years old.
Wow. That's incredible.
Just a great day at the ballpark with my boy Tom. I got to eat some Baja shrimp tacos. Mm-hmm. I didn't spill anything on my white shorts, which is always a bonus.
It is a bonus.
Always a bonus.
A bonus for you at 8:05. An opportunity to win tickets to Stagecoach 2025 before they even go on sale tomorrow. If you can identify a former Stagecoach artist. It's coming up. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Stagecoach tickets go on sale tomorrow, but we got an even better chance for you right now to win them if you can identify this past Stagecoach performer.
I know what the impact I have on people. I love hearing stories, and I'm so much a part of that kind of a story that it kind of inspires me and encourages me.
833-287-1037. If you're a caller 10 and you know who that former Stagecoach artist is, you'll win a pair of tickets to Stagecoach 2025 before they go on sale tomorrow at 11 a.m.
I was giving Tammy some grief. So the past couple of days, I thought the Stagecoach artists that we were presenting were very easy to identify.
Sure.
Do you think this artist is as easy?
I think so.
I know what the impact I have on people. I love hearing stories, and I'm so much a part of that kind of a story that it kind of inspires me and encourages me.
Caller 10, you're up. 833-287-1037. Identify who that artist is. You're going to Stagecoach 2025. Tickets go on sale tomorrow. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
On the road again. John and Tammy on the road again.
Liz is in Tierra Santa. Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
Very important question to ask you, Liz.
Can you identify this Stagecoach artist?
I know what the impact I have on people. I love hearing stories, and I'm so much a part of that kind of a story that it kind of inspires me and encourages me.
Liz?
That's Jelly Roll.
It is Jelly Roll.
Liz, you just won a pair of Stagecoach 2025 tickets. How about that?
That is awesome. I can't believe it.
Now, we don't know who's playing yet, but Stagecoach has some big shoes to fill after what we all saw last year.
No kidding.
You know they're working hard on it. Tickets do go on sale to the, as they say, GP tomorrow. But No one says that.
They go on sale, by the way, tomorrow at 11 a.m.
No one's ever said that. Anyway, Liz, you've got your tickets. No worries. No worries about buying them. People really do win with John and Tammy on San Diego's morning show, KSON.
It's Tammy, College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy, College of Hollywood Knowledge. You got five pop culture questions in there. You got to answer more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy, College of Hollywood Knowledge.
We go to Jan in Lakeside. Hi, Jan.
Good morning, John.
Jan, do me a favor. Kick Tammy out of our studio, please.
Hey, Tammy, gotta go.
All right, Jan, good luck.
All right, Jan, five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy, you'll get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store right down the road from you at Bet Main Street in Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gate store.com. A reminder to you, Jan, that all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
Got it.
Kevin Spacey's broke. The actor appeared on Piers Morgan's YouTube show and got emotional when he revealed that he's, quote, many millions of dollars in debt because of legal fees. True or false? Kevin Spacey has won two Oscars.
False.
Christian McCaffrey from the San Francisco 49ers is on the cover of this year's version of a video football game that is one of the most popular video games in the entire world. What's it called?
Madden?
Dave Franco turned 39 yesterday. Dave co-starred in Neighbors and the 21 Jump Street reboot with Jonah Hill and Channing Tatum. He also has an older brother who is an Oscar nominee. Who is David Franco's brother?
James Franco.
Pixar is not interested in doing live-action remakes of their movies because it, quote, wouldn't be original or unique. What is the highest-grossing Pixar movie? Incredibles 2, Finding Dory, or Toy Story 4?
Finding Dory.
And finally, Simpsons superfan Daniel Radcliffe says the show helped him form his sense of humor. He also prefers cartoons and reality TV to heavy dramas like Breaking Bad and The Sopranos. Who is the star of Breaking Bad, the actor that played Walter White?
Oh my gosh, I can see his face. He was in Succession. I can't think of his name. I'll have to pass.
I didn't know he's in Succession. Are you sure about that?
I think so.
All right. Let's get Tam back in. Jen, what's on your agenda today?
Just working.
Not a big fan of that. Give me something better.
I'll try to do something fun for lunch.
Okay, thank you. There's got to be something sexier in there, you know. All right. Jan did 2 out of 5 today, Tim.
Okay, all right.
Timmy, Kevin Spacey is broke. The actor appeared on Piers Morgan's YouTube show and got emotional when he revealed that he's, quote, many millions of dollars in debt because of legal fees. I would have thought he got emotional because he's on Piers Morgan's YouTube show. True or false? Kevin Spacey has won 2 Oscars.
I believe that's true.
That is true. American Beauty and Usual Suspects. I don't know what the deal is with him, man. Do we believe him or we don't believe him? I don't know. Anyway, it's 1-0. Tammy, Jen said false. Christian McCaffrey from the San Francisco 49ers is on the cover of this year's version of a video football game that is one of the most popular video games in the world. What's it called?
It's got to be Madden.
It is Madden. That game is so big that who's on the cover every year is big news. Like they reveal it on SportsCenter. And I'm not joking. 2-1, Tammy. Dave Franco turned 39 yesterday. Dave co-starred in Neighbors and the 21 Jump Street reboot with Jonah Hill and Channing Tatum. He also has an older brother who's an Oscar nominee. Who is he?
James Franco.
James Franco. Jan knew that. 3-2, Tammy. Tammy, Pixar is not interested in doing a live-action remakes of their movies because they say, quote, it wouldn't be original or unique. Jessica, is that a shot at Disney?
I mean...
But doesn't Disney own Pixar?
I mean, technically, yeah.
That sounds like shots fired from Pixar.
There's a lot of history there we could go into, but we don't have enough time. It's interesting, though.
Timmy, what is the highest grossing Pixar movie? Incredibles 2, Finding Dory, or Toy Story 4?
Well, I'm stuck between Dory and Story. I'm going to go with Toy Story.
Nor is it Dory. It's actually in that order.
Wow.
Incredibles 2, Finding Dory, Toy Story 4. I was shocked by that as well. Great movies, all of them. Mm-hmm. It's now still 3-2, Tammy. And finally, Tammy, Simpsons superfan Daniel Radcliffe says the show helped him form his sense of humor. He also prefers cartoons and reality TV to heavy dramas like Breaking Bad or The Sopranos. Speaking of Breaking Bad, the actor that played Walter White, who is he?
Bryan Cranston.
Bryan Cranston. Jan, I don't think he was in Succession, the more I think about it.
No, you're right. Now that I think about it, I was thinking of somebody else.
Okay. So anyway, Jan today, Tammy beats you by a score of 4-2. You're not going to get any of her money, but we have a great prize for you.
A family 4-pack of tickets to the San Diego County Fair. It's going on now through July 7th.
Yay, fair food!
That's exactly the thing I was thinking right now. What am I going to eat when I go to the fair? Am I going to do a Pink's hot dog? Am I going to do the Australian potatoes? Maybe both. Why not? Jan, unfortunately, before you leave, I have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Jan in Lakeside, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Is it a red flag when your relatively newish boyfriend offers to pay for your boob job and you didn't ask for it and you didn't even know you wanted it?
That's a little disturbing, but that's exactly what happened to Cora. Cora's in Oceanside. Cora, go ahead and share your story, honey.
Yeah, we've been together for a few months, and I really can't even remember how we got into the conversation, but we were, you know, just talking about plastic surgery in general the other day, and it was just like completely out of nowhere. He was like, well, you know, if you want a boob job, just let me know. I'd totally be willing to pay for it. And I was just like, what? Like, I've never mentioned being, you know, insecure about my boobs or my chest size. It's like, you know, something that I've never mentioned to him, and it's something that I don't feel like insecure about. And so I was just kind of shocked. I was like, I don't know where that came from. It felt like really surprising. And I mean, he's been pretty good otherwise, but it just really threw me for a loop. And I don't know. I was like, do you have a problem with my boobs? Like, what are you trying to say?
I'm sorry. It wasn't like you've said in the past to this newish boyfriend, yeah, I'm a little bit insecure. It's hard to buy swimsuits. You've never had a problem with it whatsoever. And out of nowhere, he just says, hey, if you ever think about it, I'd be willing to pick up the tab.
Yeah. And I was like, okay, well, this is something I've never been insecure about. And now it's like, well, do I need to? Are you hinting at something? So I can't tell if it's a red flag and if I should love him or listen.
Yeah, I totally understand. Now listen, I'm a big proponent of doing what you feel is right for you. I'll tell everybody right now, I've had some cosmetic surgery done. I'm very happy with all of it, but it was something that I wanted to do. Wasn't anything that anybody suggested I do. As a matter of fact, my husband at first was like, I don't know, I like you just the way you are. And I said, but I'm unhappy with something. So Since you aren't the person who had a problem with something, I can see why this bothers you.
Mm-hmm.
So, not to get personal with you, Cora, but is augmentation something you've ever considered?
No.
Well, I'm sorry to be crass, but as a dude, I'm saying he wants you to have big boobs, and that's really it. And that's, I think it's a red flag.
Or is it age? I don't know. How old is your boyfriend?
Ooh.
26.
So, what do you mean?
Well, because I think that a man who was older probably wouldn't say that, and maybe somebody who's a little younger might throw it out there thinking, you know, because let's be honest, John, when you're in your 20s as a guy, you're not that bright sometimes. You know what I mean? I don't know. Could it be that?
I like how you said that sentence, and just to show how dumb I am, asked if I knew what you meant. Let me think about that for a second. What? I forgot the question. I know exactly what you mean.
Okay, thank you.
And Cora, I think I know exactly where I stand on this. I know where Tammy stands on this, and I think I see where you're kind of leaning, but you also like the guy.
Yes.
Let's see what our KSON family has to say to help you out.
833-287-1037. What do you think Cora should do? I mean, besides, you have to have this conversation with him about this whole thing for sure. You know, give her some advice. Maybe you've been there. 833-287-1037.
Cora, would you mind hanging out?
Sure.
Okay, we're going to see what our KSON loyal listeners have to say. And maybe when you're done listening, you can say, you know what? I feel very good about this conversation. 833-287-1037. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
Yeah, we've been together for a few months, and we were, you know, just talking about plastic surgery in general. Completely out of nowhere, he was like, well, you know, if you want a boob job, just let me know. I'd totally be willing to pay for it. And I was just like, what? Like, you know, something that I've never mentioned to him, and it's something that I don't feel, like, insecure about.
That is Cora in Oceanside. That was a red flag, she thought. What did you think? 833-287-1037. Should she love him or list him? John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
Shannon's in Oceanside. Shannon, go ahead. Share what you think, love or list.
I think she needs to list him. If he's already questioning how she looks and she's secure in what she likes about herself, he needs to go. She's got it all on her own.
Debbie's in La Mesa. Debbie, what do you think Cora in Oceanside should do? Should she love him or list him?
List him now. He's got to go.
I mean, it does seem very odd that out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Well, he wasn't out of nowhere. To be fair, they were talking about plastic surgery.
Sure,
but,
sure.
I mean, to go there.
I know.
Right off the bat. It, either you really, really like that kind of body, or you're really not that bright.
Yeah, one of the two.
I mean,
which one do you pick, Debbie?
I'd say he likes that kind of body, and it's never going to be good enough for him.
But if he likes that kind of body, why is he wasting her time in the first place, then? She clearly, that irritates me.
Thanks, Debbie.
Well, Cora, you heard what our KSON loyal listeners have to say. This is your life, and in this case, this is your body. What is Cora telling Cora she wants to do?
It's, like, really hard, but I feel like my heart is, my gut, more importantly, I guess, in this situation, is telling me, like, this isn't it. I think that the more that I, like, kind of look back on a relationship, there's been some other, like, stuff that's come up, like body stuff. Not so, like, blatant, but, like, now that I'm sort of looking at everything, I'm like, oh.
Cora, yeah, maybe sure. A proper retort to him would say, hey, you know what? That's a good idea. Tell you what, I'll get my breasts augmented when you get your enlarged.
Sounds like a good plan.
Let's see what he says then.
You know, and because he said it's the way that it hits you, clearly there's something about the way that he said it too that is hitting you so wrong. And you're comfortable with you. You don't need somebody else putting insecurities on you at all.
No, it doesn't sound like sounds like you're doing just fine.
This is coming up early in our relationship. And like, what are you going to be asking me to do if we're together for a long time?
Right. And heaven forbid, after you've had baby or babies, you know, that I would be worried about that too. 100%.
Cora, you know what you're doing. You got a good head in your shoulders, and frankly, everything else is perfect too. Thank you for sharing your life with us. That was kind of a personal one. So thank you for sharing your life with us. And sure. just be happy. Do you, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Questions in there. Gotta answer more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy's
College of Hollywood Knowledge.
We go to Jan in Lakeside. Hi, Jan.
Good morning, John.
Jan, do me a favor. Kick Tammy out of our studio, please.
Hey, Tammy, gotta go.
All right, Jan, good luck.
All right, Jan, five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy. You'll get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store right down the road from you, I bet. Main Street in Lakeside for custom gates and garage doors at garagedoorandgatestore.com. A reminder to you, Jan, that all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
Got it.
Kevin Spacey's broke. The actor appeared on Piers Morgan's YouTube show and got emotional when he revealed that he's, quote, many millions of dollars in debt because of legal fees. True or false? Kevin Spacey has won two Oscars.
False.
Christian McCaffrey from the San Francisco 49ers is on the cover of this year's version of a video football game that is one of the most popular video games in the entire world. What's it called?
Madden?
Dave Franco turned 39 yesterday. Dave co-starred in Neighbors and the 21 Jump Street reboot with Jonah Hill and Channing Tatum. He also has an older brother who is an Oscar nominee. Who is David Franco's brother?
James Franco.
Pixar is not interested in doing live-action remakes of their movies because it, quote, wouldn't be original or unique. What is the highest-grossing Pixar movie? Incredibles 2, Finding Dory, or Toy Story 4?
Finding Dory.
And finally, Simpsons superfan Daniel Radcliffe says the show helped him form his sense of humor. He also prefers cartoons and reality TV to heavy dramas like Breaking Bad and The Sopranos. Who is the star of Breaking Bad, the actor that played Walter White?
Oh my gosh, I can see his face. He was in Succession. I can't think of his name. I'll have to pass.
I didn't know he's in Succession. Are you sure about that?
I think so.
Right. Let's get Tam back in. Jen, what's on your agenda today?
Just working.
Yeah, not a big fan of that. Give me something better.
Wow. I'll try to do something fun for lunch.
Okay, thank you. There's got to be something sexier in there, you know. All right. Jan did 2 out of 5 today, Tim.
Okay, all right.
Timmy, Kevin Spacey is broke. The actor appeared on Piers Morgan's YouTube show and got emotional when he revealed that he's, quote, many millions of dollars in debt because of legal fees. I would have thought he got emotional because he's on Piers Morgan's YouTube show. True or false? Kevin Spacey has won 2 Oscars.
I believe that's true.
That is true. American Beauty and Usual Suspects. I don't know what the deal is with him, man. Do we believe him or we don't believe him? I don't know. Anyway, it's 1-0. Tammy, Jen said false. Christian McCaffrey from the San Francisco 49ers is on the cover of this year's version of a video football game that is one of the most popular video games in the world. What's it called?
It's got to be Madden.
It is Madden. That game is so big that who's on the cover every year is big news. Like, they reveal it on SportsCenter. And I'm not joking. 2-1, Tammy. Dave Franco turned 39 yesterday. Dave co-starred in Neighbors and the 21 Jump Street reboot with Jonah Hill and Channing Tatum. He also has an older brother who's an Oscar nominee. Who is he?
James Franco.
James Franco. Jan knew that. 3-2, Tammy. Tammy, Pixar is not interested in doing a live-action remakes of their movies because they say, quote, it wouldn't be original or unique. Jessica, is that a shot at Disney?
I mean...
But doesn't Disney own Pixar?
I mean, technically, yeah.
That sounds like shots fired from Pixar.
There's a lot of history there we could go into, but we don't have enough time. It's interesting, though.
Timmy, what is the highest grossing Pixar movie? Incredibles 2, Finding Dory, or Toy Story 4?
Well, I'm stuck between Dory and Story. I'm going to go with Toy Story.
Nor is it Dory. It's actually in that order.
Wow.
Incredibles 2, Finding Dory, Toy Story 4. I was shocked by that as well. Great movies, all of them. Mm-hmm. It's now still 3-2, Tammy. And finally, Tammy, Simpsons superfan Daniel Radcliffe says the show helped him form his sense of humor. He also prefers cartoons and reality TV to heavy dramas like Breaking Bad or The Sopranos. Speaking of Breaking Bad, the actor that played Walter White, who is he?
Bryan Cranston.
Jen, I don't think he was in Succession, the more I think about it.
No, you're right. Now that I think about it, I was thinking of somebody else.
Okay. So anyway, Jen, today, Tammy beats you by a score of 4-2. You're not going to get any of her money, but we have a great prize for you.
A family 4-pack of tickets to the San Diego County Fair. It's going on now through July 7th.
Yay, fair food!
That's exactly the thing I was thinking right now. What am I going to eat when I go to the fair? Am I going to do a Pink's hot dog? Am I going to do the Australian potatoes? Maybe both. Why not? Jan, unfortunately, before you leave, I have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Jan in Lakeside.
and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Is it a red flag when your relatively newish boyfriend offers to pay for your boob job? And you didn't ask for it, and you didn't even know you wanted it?
That's a little disturbing, but that's exactly what happened to Cora. Cora's in Oceanside. Cora, go ahead and share your story, honey.
Yeah, so, yeah, we've been together for a few months, and I really can't even remember how we got into the conversation, but we were, you know, just talking about plastic surgery in general the other day, and it was just, like, completely out of nowhere. He was like, well, you know, if you want a boob job, just let me know. I'd totally be willing to pay for it. And I was just like, what? Like, I've never mentioned being, you know, insecure about my boobs or my chest size. It's like, you know, something that I've never mentioned to him. And it's something that I don't feel like insecure about. And so I was just kind of shocked. I was like, I don't know where that came from. It felt like really surprising. And I mean, he's been pretty good otherwise, but it just really threw me for a loop. And I was like, do you have a problem with my boobs? Like, what are you trying to say?
I'm sorry. It wasn't like you've said in the past to this newish boyfriend, yeah, I'm a little bit insecure. It's hard to buy swimsuits.
Oh,
you've never had a problem with it whatsoever. And out of nowhere, he just says, hey, if you ever think about it, I'd be willing to pick up the tab.
Yeah. And I was like, okay, well, this is something I've never been insecure about. And now it's like, well, do I need to? Are you hinting at something? So I can't tell if it's a red flag and if I should love him or list him.
Yeah, I totally understand. Now listen, I'm a big proponent of doing what you feel is right for you. I'll tell everybody right now, I've had some cosmetic surgery done. I'm very happy with all of it, but it was something that I wanted to do. Wasn't anything that anybody suggested I do. As a matter of fact, my husband at first was like, I don't know, I like you just the way you are. And I said, but I'm unhappy with something. So since you aren't the person who had a problem with something, I can see why this bothers you.
Mm-hmm.
So not to get personal with you, Cora, but is augmentation something you've ever considered?
No.
Well, I'm sorry to be crass, but as a dude, I'm saying he wants you to have big boobs, and that's really it. And that's, I think it's a red flag.
Or is it age? I don't know. How old is your boyfriend?
Ooh.
26.
So what do you mean?
Well, because I think that a man who was older probably wouldn't say that. Maybe somebody who's a little younger might throw it out there thinking, you know, because let's be honest, John, when you're in your 20s as a guy, you're not that bright sometimes. You know what I mean? I don't know. Could it be that?
I like how you said that sentence, and just to show how dumb I am, asked if I knew what you meant. Let me think about that for a second. What? I forgot the question. I know exactly what you mean. And Cora, I think I know exactly where I stand on this. I know where Tammy stands on this, and I think I see where you're kind of leaning, but you also like the guy.
Yes.
Let's see what our KSON family has to say to help you out.
833-287-1037. What do you think Cora should do? I mean, besides, you have to have this conversation with him about this whole thing for sure. You know, give her some advice. Maybe you've been there. 833-287-1037.
Cora, would you mind hanging out?
Sure.
Okay, we're going to see what our KSON loyal listeners have to say. And maybe when you're done listening, you can say, you know what? I feel very good about this conversation. 833-287-1037. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
Yeah, we've been together for a few months, and we were, you know, just talking about plastic surgery in general. Completely out of nowhere, he was like, well, you know, if you want a boob job, just let me know. I'd totally be willing to pay for it. And I was just like, what? Like, you know, something that I've never mentioned to him, and it's something that I don't feel, like, insecure about.
That is Cora in Oceanside. That was a red flag, she thought. What did you think? 833-287-1037. Should she love him or list him? John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
Shannon's in Oceanside. Shannon, go ahead. Share what you think, love or list.
I think she needs to list him. If he's already questioning how she looks and she's secure in what she likes about herself, he needs to go. She's got it all on her own.
Debbie's in La Mesa. Debbie, what do you think Cora in Oceanside should do? Should she love him or list him?
List him now. He's got to go.
I mean, it does seem very odd that out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Well, he wasn't out of nowhere. To be fair, they were talking about plastic surgery.
Sure.
But,
sure.
I mean, to go there.
I know.
Right off the bat. It, either you really, really like that kind of body, or you're really not that bright.
Yeah, one of the two.
I mean,
which one do you pick, Debbie?
I I'd say he likes that kind of body, and it's never going to be good enough for him.
But if he likes that kind of body, why is he wasting her time in the first place then? She clearly, that irritates me.
Thanks, Debbie.
Well, Corey, you heard what our KS1 loyal listeners have to say. This is your life, and in this case, this is your body. What is Cora telling Cora she wants to do?
It's like really hard, but I feel like my heart is, my gut, more importantly, I guess, in this situation is telling me like, this isn't it. I think that the more that I like kind of look back on a relationship, there's been some other like stuff that's come up, like body stuff, not so like blatant, but like now that I'm sort of looking at everything, I'm like, oh.
Cora, yeah, maybe sure. A proper retort to him would say, hey, you know what? That's a good idea. Tell you what, I'll get my breasts augmented when you get your enlarged.
Sounds like a good plan.
Let's see what he says then.
You know, and because he said it's the way that it hits you, clearly there's something about the way that he said it too that is hitting you so wrong. And you're comfortable with you. You don't need somebody else putting insecurities on you at all.
No, it doesn't sound like you're doing, yeah. It sounds like you're doing just fine.
This is coming up too early in our relationship. And like, what are you going to be asking me to do if we're together for a long time?
Right. And heaven forbid, after you've had baby or babies, you know,
yes.
That I would be worried about that too. 100%.
Cora, you know what you're doing. You got a good head in your shoulders. And frankly, everything else is perfect too. Thank you for sharing your life with us. That was kind of a personal one. So thank you for sharing your life with us.
Thank
and
you.
just be happy. Do you, okay?
Okay. Thank you.